Hey guys, this is the Hardbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now, I'm really glad that we were able to get some of these. We've had some of these before, but not exactly like this, but similar. And I was really hoping we could get some more of these back in. But this is a stainless steel double wall insulated mug. Now, this is a 16-ounce mug. This is great for coffee, cocoa. Of course, you can put water in it. 16 ounces of water, you know, it's fine. I drink a little more water than that. But, you know, some people, that's about all they want to do. So you can put Coke in it. It's 16 ounces, so you can get a full Coke in this. 12 ounces, full can of Coke, full can of Mountain Dew, whatever your preference is. But it will keep things cold up to 24 hours. So literally, the ice will not melt in this for 24 hours. And it will keep hot things hot for up to 4 hours. Hot things, that's a little harder to keep hot for a long, long period of time. So 4 hours, I think, is very adequate. I use one of these very similar to this in the mornings when I drink my coffee. And I can have my coffee there for a few hours and it's still warm. It's not going to be scalding hot, but it is still warm. And this is definitely adequate for that. So it's double wall insulated. It's stainless steel. So double wall insulated, it's going to not be hot on the outside when you put scalding hot coffee or whatever in it. It's not going to be hot on the outside. But you really don't have to mess with that, or that doesn't really matter anyway, because it does have a handle, which is really nice. I like these types of mugs that have a handle, because I would rather hold the handle than try to, you know, wrap my hand around the mug. It is a nice plastic handle. It is, it's not going to get hot. So if you put hot stuff in it, the handle itself's not going to get hot or anything like that. And then these are completely 100% leak proof and spill proof. So if you locked the spout down on this, you filled this up with whatever, locked it down, and you threw this in a bag, I am confident to tell you this is not going to leak. And I have done my test on this in my laboratory, my testing laboratory, aka my kitchen sink. I tested this out, and I put water, and I latched it, and I dumped it upside down and held it there. Nothing came out. And I even shook it, and nothing came out. So, and I'm going to let you guys hear me do that. So I'm going to come over to my laboratory, aka my kitchen. And, so I've got one of these over here. Now, these are 16 ounces. They're bigger than most of your mugs like this normally. I think that the ones I normally see are like maybe 14 ounces or even 12 ounces. Okay. All right. So I've got the mug here. I'm going to put water in it. So I'm going to put some water in it, fill this up, and I'm going to screw the lid down on. Now, there is a rubber seal on the bottom inside of the lid. Now, how you screw this lid on depends on how you're going to drink out of this mug. So if you are right-handed, you pick your coffee up with, you sit in a chair where the table's on the right, and you want to pick this up with your right hand, then you're going to want to start the mug, you're going to start the lid screwing down with the spout facing away from you at 12 o'clock and the handle to your right. If you do that and then you turn the lid clockwise, the spout will end up at 6 o'clock and the lid will be locked tight down on this. So screw it down tight and make sure the seal's down tight, and the spout will end up at 6 o'clock. So this is where you would need it to be if you pick it up with your right hand and put it up to your mouth and drink. If you are a lefty, or maybe you sit in a chair where your table is on the left side of you, then you'll want to orient this where the handle is coming out the left as you're looking at it, and you'll want to drop the lid down where the spout is facing 12 o'clock away from you, and then you're going to screw it down clockwise, and now the spout will end up at 12 o'clock after you screw the lid down nice and tight. The spout will end up 6 o'clock, right where it needs to be for your mouth. So just know that that is the way you want to do it, depending on which way you're actually going to be holding the cup, the mug in your hand, and which way you're going to be drinking. So let me go ahead and lock this lid down like so. Now I'm going to take it to my sink here. The spout is nice and locked down, and I'm turning it upside down, and there's absolutely nothing. Listen. Nothing coming out into the sink. I'm shaking it. That's the what you hear is the water shaking around inside the mug. There is no water going into the sink whatsoever. So these are truly leak-proof and spill-proof, which is almost impossible to find these days. And then I'll let you hear what it sounds like when the water does go into the sink. I'll open up the spout. That's the water going into the sink. So there you go, guys. Completely leak-proof and spill-proof. That is my super accurate test in my laboratory. My fail-safe real-world test right there. And what's cool about these is that they actually get slim, a little more slim, as they go down toward the bottom of the cup. And this is so they will fit in a cup holder inside a car or truck or whatever. So that's why these would make a great gift for somebody for Christmas, because they are able to carry it in their car, on their way to work or whatever. And they're double wall insulated, so they'll keep it hot. They can take it into work with them. They could take it wherever on a trip with them. So yeah, 16 ounces. They get a little more slim as they go down toward the bottom of it, and it slims down to fit in a cup holder. And then it's got the lid with the lockdown spout and completely leak-proof and spill-proof. And then, of course, the handle. And then when you flip the lid back, the cool thing is it actually locks into place on the back side of the cup. So that way, when you go to drink, the spout's not hitting you in the nose like it's done with me before. And the spout is a nice little round hole there for the liquids to come out. There is an air hole there behind it as well. So there is a little rubber piece to go into the air hole to lock it. And then there's a piece to go into the spout to lock it. And now they say that these are hand washed only. I will tell you my experience, and you guys can do with what you want with this information. I am not telling you you should run it through the dishwasher, but I will tell you I do run mine through the dishwasher on the top rack from time to time. Because I drink coffee just straight black, I don't put a lot of sugar and stuff in it, so when I'm done with my coffee, I just rinse it out in the sink, rinse out the lid, and I set it over on like a towel next to the sink upside down so it dries out. Now, I will run it through the dishwasher about, once every few weeks or so, and it hasn't hurt mine yet. I'm not, like I said, I'm not telling you to do it. They say to hand wash it, but I do put mine in the top, on the top rack of the dishwasher. I put the lid up there, and I put the mug up there, and it's still fine. So, you can do what you want there, and I'm just telling you what I do with mine. So what do they say? Do as I say, not as I do, right? So there you go. Anyway, these are brand new, of course. These are by a really good company called Primula. Primula, I believe, is the brand. Very good company, very good quality, and they are brand new, and we've got them in different colors, and we'll offer them to you on the website as a two-pack. And we'll put some different color combinations that you can buy. And the colors that you'll be choosing from are white, red, light blue, or dark blue. So we'll mix those up into different combinations, and then you can grab them on the website in a two-pack. So, but yeah, guys, 16-ounce, double-wall insulated, stainless steel, handle on it, which is nice, leak-proof, spill-proof, lockdown spout, stays cold for up to 24 hours, keeps your hot stuff, warm for up to 4 hours, and just really nice mugs. They're great for whatever you want to use them for, and they definitely make a great Christmas gift for somebody now that we're coming into Christmas. So, also, I do want to tell you guys these are Keurig and single-serve coffee maker compatible. So, these are about 4.5 inches tall, and that's with the lid off. With the lid on, it's probably an extra, I don't know, maybe half inch, but still, even with the lid on, which I don't know why you would want to put with the lid on underneath there, unless you just want to try to use the little hole as a target and see if you can make it in there. But with the lid off, easily go underneath, even with the lid on, they easily go underneath the spout of a Keurig or single serve coffee maker. So I do want to make that clear, because I know a lot of everybody is using those these days, including myself. So, all right, guys, if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we will catch you next time.